As you know, several weeks ago, we started reporting on a bizarre story of birds falling dead in Arkansas. Linda Moulton Howe has been following that story and so many stories like that now, and she's here with her report. This is a weird one, Linda.
Well, it is, and if you go to Earth Files, I have done a list from December 2010 through January 24th, and I have approximately now 24 line items or 26 line items of different dates of different events that are dramatic around the world in both hemispheres. And one of them in December that I'm going to be talking about with the UK investigator is back to more of those corkscrew sliced seals washed up in North Norfolk. They thought it had ended, and it has not. And that, in a way, is sort of, to me, like the beginning point of this arc of all this Earth life death. Because through December, until we get to New Year's Eve, there really was a lot of death from New Zealand in the Southern Hemisphere, where it's been summer, to the Northern Hemisphere in Labrador and in Ozark, Arkansas, where some 100,000 of those drumfish died, the only species in the Arkansas River, and no one knows why. Then when you get to the night of 11 p.m. Central in Beebe, Arkansas, on New Year's Eve, 5,000 at least red-winged birds and starlings, some witnesses reported they dropped out of the sky. And necropsies have confirmed that the birds showed no signs of disease, no toxins, and what they died from was, quote, blunt force trauma. And I talked with the veterinarian, the state Arkansas veterinarian, and he said the beaks were broken, the necks were broken, the chest bones were broken, and there were internal hemorrhaging and smashed organs, which means that those birds really slammed hard into something. Well, there was all that controversy about residents who were hearing loud booms, and the media said that authorities were saying it must be fireworks,
yeah.
But there are all kinds of mixed signals here. And one of the men that I talked to is a meteorologist at the Little Rock Plymouth State Weather Center, and he is the one who reported that on a radar return from exactly 10:59 p.m., on December 31st, 2010, there is this light green circular spot at 1,400 feet on the NEXRAD image. And you can see this in my Earth Files report. And I put a little yellow arrow so you can see what he's talking about. Well, this little greenish mass at 1,400 feet did not have characteristics of precipitation, and it did not move. Now, if it was the big flock of the birds, why did they leave the trees where they would nest in the dark? They don't see well, and it was raining. They'd had thunderstorms going through that night. The thunderstorms were now to the east. And then residents said that they saw the birds flying into car windows and house windows near the ground. Well, did the birds fly into something at 1,400 feet? And then drop to the ground? This is really, truly kind of a mysterious association of events. The loud booms were heard in half a dozen states, and then you move 3 days later on January 3rd, and we're down 350 miles south in LaBarre, Louisiana. And there were about 500 birds that were found below a power line. And I've talked twice to Dr. LaCour, the vet, on that, and he said they do not have toxins, they do not have disease. It appears that the birds all flew into those power lines in the dark and dropped down to the ground. Now, if you then say what happened between December 31st and now, there were dead bird reports coming from Texas, Sweden, Faenza, Italy, those turtle doves that were found hanging upside down in trees south of Venice, California, Alabama, and even China. And at the same time, there were hundreds of snappers and 2,000 penguins in New Zealand. There were 10,000, perhaps 23,000, according to the latest news out of Vietnam, of cattle and buffalo, water buffalo, they're freezing to death, all adding up to highly strange weather around the world, which I'm going to talk about in the fourth segment tonight. But when we come back to this issue of what could be happening to all the birds, I think one of the most distressing pieces is that the U.S. Department of Agriculture finally fessed up to having a program in which they use a compound called DRC-1339, Starlinside, and that they, on January, make sure I get this date right, I think that this occurred, I know it was reported, the deaths were reported on January 22nd, and I think that they had put this out 10 miles south of Yankton, South Dakota, the day before, and all of these birds. There were 2,000 starlings that were found dead in a park in Yankton, South Dakota, all deliberately killed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And you can't help but wonder, even though we've had toxicity reports back that say that nothing was in BB or in Labar, the very fact that our own government is killing masses of birds on purpose to get rid of starlings, what other kinds of birds could end up eating the same poison bait? I mean, that is a serious question. And as we come through to the most recent deaths that include whole bunches of birds in China that may be related to cold, we have a global dying off at the beginning of the new year, which is not a good sign. And
no.
Then what is happening again in Norfolk, England, that we would have reports of these strange spiral slices? It started back in July of 2009. I interviewed one of the veterinarian pathologists at the UK Sea Mammal Research Unit in August of 2010. That's when, between Scotland and Norfolk, England, they had a total of 57 of these spiral slice seals then. And then there was some kind of a stop. They hadn't found an answer. They couldn't find a machine, no technology. The Greenland sharks were dismissed. And then, a month ago, in December 2010, more strangely cut bodies were found in North Norfolk. And taking over the investigation now from the Norfolk Police is Deputy Chief Marine Officer Neil Wellham. He has worked in British marine biology since 1987. He told me he's never seen anything like the seal slice in spirals before now. And I talked with him recently about his investigation from his Newcastle-upon-Tyne, Norfolk, England office. Here he is now.
During December 2010, four more seals were reported being washed up on the shore between Hunstanton and Cromer on the North Norfolk coast of England. And that has been the first recurrence of such deaths since August 2010, after which they had ceased to occur. So we had a gap from August 2010 to December 2010 where the problem appeared to have gone away, but now it has started to recur again.